everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company. Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
And welcome back. Strong market support was seen in nearby live cattle futures today. This helped to draw additional trade volume to the complex. Corn prices were steady to higher today in light trade. The Dow Jones 73 points higher today, while NASDAQ is down 2 points. In live cattle, strong triple-digit gains developed across the live cattle futures complex today with the main focus on October through February contracts. This helped to spark additional commercial buyer support throughout the entire market, although traders focused on the December futures moving above $120 per hundredweight. This could have additional implications to the rest of the complex as the December futures take over as spot month contracts following the expiration of October futures. Cash cattle activity, though, started to become more focused, with bids becoming evident in all areas. Bids were seen at $111 live basis and $174 dressed basis. In feeder cattle, firm buyer support continued to be seen in the feeder cattle futures complex, with grains holding 60 to 80 cents per hundredweight. This was an abrupt change from the narrowly mixed market structure seen early in the session. Strong triple-digit gains, though, seen in live cattle futures helped to bring renewed support back to the feeder cattle complex, although most buyer activity remains sluggish at best. Grain futures were little changed today as a lightly traded overnight session wound down. Export totals from last week could move the market off the dime as traders wait for more news about both supply and demand. Corn prices were mostly steady after trading in a range of less than 2 cents overnight. December futures held to a test of its 25-day moving average and followed yesterday's reversal lower from chart resistance. Soybeans a little higher today after they followed two-sided trade overnight. November futures held above the 25-day moving average and found support following Wednesday's bearish reversal lower. Finally, wheat prices were mixed today, but reversed the direction of yesterday's trade. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.